You may have heard about blockchain technology in the context of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. But Dr. John Vozinelic, Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at OSF Innovation and Digital Health, says the blockchain platform may also have a transformative use in healthcare data. He spoke to WCBU's Tim Shelley about the possibilities.
Blockchain is a technology that allows for data to be added sequentially in a certain way is immutable. It's always out there. It can be audited, queried. You can understand what's in the ledger, and it's shared. It's sort of a shared consciousness. And that is a fundamental aspect of the technology that we're looking at. The other feature of blockchain technology that's newer is the addition of smart contracts. So you can actually make if-then statements and propose transactions or business dealings or exchange data with certain rule sets. And that also can be documented on the blockchain. It actually serves to democratize a number of processes.
A lot of people think blockchain, they might think cryptocurrency, but we're not talking about cryptocurrency here. This is kind of a different concept, but related, as you were saying, for healthcare.
Yeah, so when one thinks about blockchain, and among the first uses of blockchain were the ideas of alternative currencies. And the theory there was that if you had one coin, that coin could only be spent once, couldn't be double spent. And that record, that transaction was immutable, was always known. These are also basic principles. However, the use of blockchain for our purposes really revolves around being able to understand how data is being used, who's sharing in the data, how is the data being leveraged by researchers or by other companies to understand interesting things that we hope progress patient care outcomes, progress population health information, and its transition from one party to another.
And I guess being able to share that information in this way, how does that change how healthcare operates potentially?
Well, one of the features that we're most interested in is the idea that you could create the highest level security, some would theorize even better than the security that we have today, place data in a very trusted space, and allow collaborators who, by virtue of these smart contracts, are really held to certain rules about how the data is being used, how it's being shared, and it could enhance the privacy. And so what happens is we have the ability for even very strong competitors to collaborate in data sharing and open up a little portal under strict rules that they could answer questions that are meaningful. In healthcare, we're all about health and wellness, and health and wellness of community is paramount. And there's also this introduction of a very strong interest in social determinants of health, which really are all the things that happen outside of the bricks and mortar of the hospital and the clinic. And in order to really impact health and wellness, we're going to need to share data about the social conditions, about the non-clinical things, as well as some of the clinical things. And we're going to have to do so even with some of our strongest competitors.
How does the blockchain change or strengthen that process compared to what you are doing right now?
So this is a really important and fundamental question. So there are systems where two trusted partners can agree to share some data. And frankly, this is done all the time in healthcare. The best example is probably the most accessible is we request permission of our patients to share information with their insurance company so that their bill gets paid. That's a trusted relationship between two entities dictated by the patient's best interest, no? But those require contractual agreements, right? They're bonded in contracts that are in written form. And of course, companies can change. They can be bought out by others. They can change their purpose, et cetera. In our future think around blockchain, what we're thinking here is that more of the agency about how data is shared is given to the patient so that they hold the key to unlock the data. And its use then becomes transparent to the patient. And they may also receive some, not just information, but maybe some rewards when the data is leveraged. Now, the key component that I started talking about is this idea of trusted parties sharing data. And you heard me say that in our future, we imagine a condition that for the best outputs for population health and for other reasons, even competitors who don't necessarily trust each other will need to share data. So if you were stuck only with the idea that only trusted parties were going to share, and you broke that, you disrupted that, and you said, well, Here's a platform that even strong competitors who don't trust each other can share data. Well, then blockchain starts to look really, really interesting. It really transforms the way data is shared.
That's OSF Healthcare's Dr. John Bozanelic talking to WCBU's Tim Shelley about how blockchain technology could be used in healthcare data management. He says OSF will partner with universities to create a blockchain strategy. To revisit this conversation, find Tim's story on WCBU.org.